Good morning, True North. It's Wednesday, April 29th. My name is Eugene, and welcome to the 13th episode of True North Daily. If I'm honest, the discipline I struggle the most with is prayer. You know, growing up in the Korean church, prayer was a pretty big deal, and I thought to myself, man, if I don't enjoy prayer, then I must not be a Christian. Yet every time I tried to pray, my mind would always wander, my words would dry up, and I realized I repeated Lord Father for the 38th time. And even now, there's times where I struggle to find joy or even effort to pray. And this might be the case for a lot of us. And one of my atheist friends once commented, man, if I could talk to God, I'd be doing that all day. And yet we still don't as Christians. And why so? You know, I think for a lot of us, we've never taken a step back and asked, well, why are we praying? What is prayer? Is it just talking to God? Is it just to ask for things? And again, there's a lot to be said about this, but I want to focus in on how Jesus teaches us to pray. In Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13, he gives the Lord's Prayer, probably the most famous prayer in all the Bible. And Jesus says, pray then like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, there's so much to be said about this, but I want to point out two quick things this morning. The first is this. Jesus begins this prayer by repeating truths he clearly already knows as the Son of God. He begins the prayer by saying, our Father in heaven, which he already knows, holy is your name, which again, he already knows as the Son of God. Now, why does he say that? Well, first, anyone of status or of power needs to be addressed with praise when talking to them. An example, when I was talking to my future father-in-law, a man of status of that moment and still now in my life, I made sure to bow as a Korean, to shake his hand, to make sure my Korean was formalized as best as possible because someone of status is worthy of praise. Now, it's not only that, although that is important, but he also says these things to remind himself of these truths. You know, we often make the mistake of thinking prayer is all about just talking to God. But a thought I've always had is, why does an all-powerful, all-knowing God need to hear what he already knows is in our hearts? He doesn't. Yet he asked for us to pray to remind us of the truth of who he is. So often we forget truth because we never repeat them from our own lips. We hear a good sermon, we read scripture, and those truths stay stuck in our minds and our hearts never speak them into our reality. Secondly, it's only after Jesus speaks these praises to God to remind himself that he then asks for things and requests in prayer. Why so? I think we always make the mistake of making our prayers about what we need or what we want. And when we do so, well, no wonder we get tired because if we're honest, those things often never happen. Yet Jesus ensures to only ask things from God after reminding himself of who God is to ensure to ask for the right things. You know, my son, who's almost 2, has been just learning how to talk during this quarantine, and one thing he's been doing is asking me nonstop of what he wants, of what he needs. Now, what does a toddler need in a global lockdown? He wants snacks, he wants his iPad, and he wants milk. Now, if he's drank 3 cups of milk and he comes to me and asks for another cup of milk, I have to tell him no. And then he throws a tantrum, thinking, you don't love me, you don't care about me. And at that moment, I wish I could take what's in my brain as his father and put it in a 2-year-old's mind to tell him, look, I do love you. I do hear you. I do care for you. But as a loving father, I need to give you not what you want, but what you need. Now with Jesus, he makes sure in prayer to always remind himself who God is as a loving father before he comes to him to ask for what he needs. Tim Keller puts it best. He writes, God always gives you what you would have asked for in prayer if you knew everything that he knows. Let's pray. Lord, so often we pray only asking for what we want or what we think we need, and we forget who you are. We forget your love. We forget your holiness. We forget your grace. As we continue to try and pray in our daily lives, allow us to always begin by saying, Our Father in heaven, holy is your name, to remind ourselves of who you are and who we're speaking to. And as we do that, allow us to come to you in request, knowing that you will always deliver not exactly what we want, but what we need in prayer. We thank you. Be with us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.